Under next year's budget, the district will spend about $430,000 more than last year. As school board member Gene Ellis noted, the budget discussions over the past month and a half generated little public comment.
We've had a couple public hearings on it.
Yep.
And haven't really gotten much feedback from people. Seems to be so far quite positive.
There's usually a lot of public interest during slim budget years when the board has to make cuts, but the district is expecting to have enough money this year to restore some of the things that have been cut in the past, such as allowing time for teachers to prepare for classes each day. The biggest cost increases are in regular and special education instruction. That includes a new high school teacher and another half-time teaching position shared by the high school and middle school. It also pays for half of a special education teaching position, which had been covered through grant money in past years. The district is also projecting over $70,000 in higher fuel costs, but the district will receive just under $100,000 from the state to help cover that as part of a one-time energy assistance appropriation, Superintendent Gary Jacobson.
We get that this year, and what we can do with that is we can prepay, for example, prepay some of the fuel, which would maybe save us some money.
Petersburg was planning to spend about $200,000 from reserves for next year, but it may end up spending a little closer to $100,000 because of the energy assistance from the legislature. Either way, the district will still have a healthy fund balance at least 6% of expenditures. While the legislature did approve an increase in per-pupil funding over the next 4 years, it will have little net effect for Petersburg this coming year. The school district is only expecting about $23,000 more than the current year, and that's because the first year's increase only adds up to about the same amount as a one-time appropriation the district received this year. School board member Jim Schwartz participated in a legislative fly-in with board members from other communities earlier this month. He said without that change in the funding formula, Southeast schools would have seen a big drop in revenue next year.
If the legislature had not done what they've done, those districts, including ourselves, would be not able to provide a basic education even. It would be incredibly serious. You talk about over $1 million that would be we'd be looking at ourselves.
It's not just Southeast. Schools across the state are dipping into reserves to cover their costs, according to Superintendent Jacobson. School officials are asking for about $1.8 million in local funding to round out the budget. That's $200,000 more than the city contributed last year, but it's in line with typical local contributions in most prior years over this past decade. The board passed the budget unanimously Tuesday night and will submit the local funding request to the city council in early May. Also Tuesday, the board approved a salary increase that it negotiated with the Associated Teachers of Petersburg for next year. It includes an 8.5% rise in the base pay for new teachers. Many of the current teachers who've been with the district for a long time and hit the ceiling of the salary scale will see about a 4.3% increase. The new salary schedule starts at $38,500 for the newest teacher and goes to $71,900 for a teacher with the most experience in education. 2009 is the last year of the teacher's current 3-year contract. The board and the union will negotiate a new contract next winter. The board also approved a contract for about $85,000 for elementary school principal Erica Clute Painter for next year, and a contract for about $90,500 for Dave Morris, who is principal of the high school and middle school. Meanwhile, the school district is losing a couple of longtime staff members. The board this week accepted letters of resignation from kindergarten teacher Katie Baldwin, who's moving out of town, and art teacher and track coach Brad Taylor, who's retiring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.